It's the review show on the Anfield Wrap after a night when throwing balls onto the pitch became an actual tactic in a game of football. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Paul Cope and Sean Rodgers after Everton 1, Liverpool 4. A great, great night for this Liverpool side as it continues on its evolution into what we hope and what Mo Salah said at the end. He hopes will be a trophy-laden season at the end of 2021-22, but we will start, Neil, firstly with the Everton manager because he's a man we know well and he's a man we know that at a pinch point in his managerial career with different teams, he can produce something tactically with limited options and he can get results. And we have to look at what he wanted to do last night with the side he went with. Was it a surprise to you? Could you see what maybe he was doing? I think it's very clear after 20 minutes, we can see what he was trying to do with the outside in of his wide players. But in general, given what he had available, do you think that he was brave in his selection?
Yeah, I do think he's brave. And I think he's, you can do the, and there's a fine line between brave and stupid and all of that sort of thing. I think he's looked a little bit at what's hurt Liverpool this season. And I think he's actually looking at Brentford. Now, Brentford play a back five. And the other thing about this is he hasn't got enough centre-halves. So if you look at Everton's bench is Kenny, Delf, Begovic, Iwobi, Tosin, Gordon, Gbamin, Branthwaite, who's a young lad who I think is a centre-half, and a lad called Dobbin. And I've got no idea who or what Dobbin is. So we end up in a situation where I think if he'd have had everyone fit, everyone available, I think he'd possibly have gone something that looks like 5-3-2. Because what I think he'll have looked at is what Tony and Mbeumo did to Liverpool and think, big atmosphere, I can have a bit of that. Runners then to join and go from there. And I think that that's what he's looking to do in an attacking sense. The problem he has, as I say, is that he can't pick a back five. So we sort of, if we follow all this through logically, then he ends up in a situation where he's gone, I'm committing to two. I think two, we can pressure and pin Liverpool, and then we can get the runners and the movement to do little bits and pieces. I think the goal, the actual goal that they score, is Rafa's training ground goal for this game.
Yeah,
absolutely 100%. So if we look at that, that's the goal that he wants. What he doesn't get, and it's in part because of performance, I think it's also just in part because of Liverpool's quality, but the thing that I think does him in the end is that in Gray and Townsend, they're both, Gray looks like a good player. Townsend's a willing trier. He gets up and down. But what they can't do is get tactically right. And as I say, it's massively because of Liverpool's quality and Liverpool's decision-making. Tactically right when they need to go narrow out of possession. So we end up in a situation where Liverpool, the number of times Liverpool were able to draw Everton onto them and then play round them in a move of sort of six passes. They'd almost wait until Everton got themselves set into a certain position and then they go from there. And I don't think Richarlison helps off out of possession in that either, because they could have done with them getting around and making things a bit awkward for Fabinho a fair bit more as well. So I think that that's sort of what he wants. He wants Rondon to be able to hold it up. He wants the wide lads to move in, and he wants Richarlison to be a little bit more sort of false ninety, not quite a 10 in the classic sense, because I don't think he wants him to make the play particularly. I don't think he's got much interest in that, but I think he wants the out of possession for it to be a little bit sticky and uncomfortable for Liverpool. So I don't think he's going for something that's absolutely wild, and I think he is trying to win the game. And I think the other thing he thinks is we need to score two. I think, you know, Benitez is a pragmatist, and we often mean that equals defensive, but I think he's thought beforehand. I mean, I'd love, one day we might get Rafa Benitez's honest opinion about Michael Keane, but I don't think it's particularly positive, I suspect. But at the minute, he's got to pick him because he's got no other options. He misses Yerry Mina so much, it must be killing him, Benitez, at this point. But I think he's thinking to himself, there's no way we restrict these to less than two. So I need to have the plan and the footballers to score two. And then I might get a point, or if we get really lucky, we might go on and win the game. And I think that's what he's thinking. And I think he's thinking, this is how we'll be disrupted. This is how we'll force them back. This is how we'll make it awkward for them. And I think that's what's in his mind.